Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quick, Stoney, I don't want to nitpick because Kamingo. Oh, God, y'all got me.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, Pasta.
I just texted a source.
Myers.
No.
That's my source.
A league source. I said, what's going on with Kamingo? He said, yeah, no idea.
We are truly the odd couple. Like, I got excited hearing Jimmy and Trey called the team and Kamingo. That's family. Like, what's going on?
Jimmy Butler hasn't been here long enough to be family.
He's tired of the drama.
I'm a journalist with words.
Hey, I need you real quick, Stein, before we get back into it. Phone lines jammed. Evan's not going to like this, but I'm going to do it. He's not here. So he's the resident pitcher of the show. You know, actual pitcher. He pitched in college. What if I told you I got Pasta Risotto? He's producing us today. I got his high school stats. ERA, 3.25. Batting average against, 225. Innings pitched, 23. K's, 9. Steiny, he might be better than Evan.
He had 9 strikeouts in 23 innings?
I did not strike anybody out.
Oh, my God. Crafty lefty?
No, I'm a righty.
So you were
crafty ready. I topped out at 60.
So what college 65. Is this?
And that was my junior year of high school.
Oh, high school. Oh.
So Evan's got me on that. So I would not put myself
Evan,
above
if you're
Evan.
Listening, I'm playing.
What was your record?
I don't know.
How many innings pitched?
25.
That was my junior year.
Iron Man. Look at
my senior horse. My senior year, I pitched 5 innings because we got cut off because my senior year was 2020 with COVID.
Okay.
Hey, and so, I had a 0 ERA. Didn't
this
give
is
up a
Reardon,
hit.
Right?
Reardon High
Look
School.
At him.
Shout out.
We know you remember your high school stats. High school Harry.
Remember everything.
I just hate you change numbers. Like, that really bothers me. Like, I was 35.
You had about 7 numbers. It don't matter.
Your dad told
you. Yeah.
All right. Dude, I think I'm on to something.
What do you want to know?
Oh, boy. No, we know it all, Stoney. Okay. The team you missed the free – you nutted up and missed the free throw against.
That was Eastern York.
That's the story.
No, I missed the free throw.
Yeah, there. I know.
Ask me how many points I scored in college.
How many points did you – if you know – well, no, this is a
– Yeah, of course I know. Why would I not know? I play – that's me.
And I got some trivia for
I'm
you before we get
about
out of
it. Kind of pissed about it, too.
Okay, college, you played what? 4 years, duh.
I only played 7 games as a freshman.
Okay, so I'm going to say 2,491 points.
2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Over 4 years?
I mean, you only play like 75 games. I only played like 80
Lord.
Games. 930 is what I ended up with.
So I was 1,300.
I think 2,400 would be like the leading scorer in a lot of college. I mean, it'd be like a 22-point score 3 years.
So that's a total of how many games?
I think I put. That's why
exactly. Hold on. 20. I took 25, 25, 79, yeah. 83, about 90. Played 90
okay,
games.
Okay, so I had you at 60 games, 65 games a year.
I have a question real quick for both of you.
Preseason.
No, we had 29 games we played.
In your guys' athletic career, have you guys ever been heckled by a
oh
fan?
My God.
Oh, I stayed.
And if so, what did they say to you? That is good for radio. What did they heckle?
Johnson, you suck. As I struck out 14. Dude, I was a stud, an ace. Dewey Merritt on line one, Union City White Sox. Shout out Mike Santiago. Johnson, you suck. As I mowed them down left and right. We're in the Yoon, but we're playing at Hayward. Steiny, your boy was bad. So, Johnson, you suck, and I just kept mowing him down. Had cats scared to get in the box because I was throwing heat. I'll scare you, throw up and in. if I had another pitch, what could have been?
What'd they say to you, Steiny?
Everything under the sun.
Like, give us something.
I mean, I remember playing Princeton, and every time I got the ball, they boo and stuff like that. Like, I don't remember
was
any.
Was that every player or just you?
No, just me.
Are radio critics worse?
For one game. It's I'm not like saying I went into.
Are radio critics worse?
No.
I never need
radio critics.
I love playing in opposing gyms.
If you don't have radio critics, you're not doing. I've learned this about the medium. I need to speak to some media class. Steiny, you need haters. If you don't have any, you're not doing it right.
I mean, I remember.
They make me. Impostors, write that down. You need haters.
I remember. So when I was a senior.
Oh, God.
I had two teammates who were seniors, Terry Larkin and Gary Swavely. Really good players. We had a really good team. And we had to play Reading High School like the following week. And Reading High was the big school, the city school. And they had an incredible gym.
Okay.
And they were playing the week before on a Wednesday. Usually they play games on a Tuesday, so we didn't play. So I was like, let's go to the Reading game tonight to see.
Well, we
gotta play them next week.
Size them up.
They were playing Coatesville. And so I didn't think anything of it. A nice crowd there that night. And me, Swavely, and Larkin walk in, and we start walking up to the seats. And the next thing you know, it's like, the boos are cascading down from Geigel Complex. I'm like, what the heck? We don't even play tonight.
Get out of here.
So we got some heckles. We got some heckles.
Did you get it? Now that's dope.
We'd given them a great game my junior year, so they knew we were coming. And we got them once senior year.
Yep.
Okay, let's get back to Kuminga.
Yep.
Man.
What do you want to know?
Well, okay. Just keep talking, because my ear, I've been having problems with this, my earphones. It's like, let me take a call, Goo. How about that?
Yeah. Your headphones or earphones?
These.
Oh.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
I like Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hope everybody's doing okay. Okay, Guru, let me.
Tell me if I'm on point today, Frank.
I talked to my cousin last night about this whole Kuminga thing. Okay, this is how it lines up. He does not want to sign that contract because, one, a player option is an almost untradeable contract. Mm. A team option is a very tradable contract.
That's a good point.
If he gets the player option, the other team only gets him for a year and a half. So there aren't going to be that many teams who are going to want to enter into a trade with the Warriors about that contract. Because it doesn't matter. Get it through your head. Jonathan Kuminga will not be a Warrior, full stop, after February if he signs anything other than the 7.9.
Wow.
He's gone. That's already been decided. He knows that. His agent knows that. Joe Lacob knows that. Dunleavy knows that. Kerr knows that. And the whole team knows that. The whole league knows that. He's gone. Divorce yourself from Jonathan Kuminga in a Warriors uniform unless he signs the 7.9. When he signs the 7.9, he leaves Then he can go sign the 3-year contract, which lines up with the end of this CBA when the players back out of it. Like everybody else who's signing, like Giddey signed the 4-year contract. That lines up with the end of the CBA when the salary cap will explode. He signs to 7.9 this year, goes to whoever he wants to play for the 13%, 14 or 15%, somewhere between 25 mil and 30 mil on a 3-year contract, proves himself. Then when the new CBA hits and the salaries explode, he gets his big payday. That's how it lines up.
Mm.
That's Jonathan Kuminga's people and the Warriors. And everybody else in the NBA knows how this situation is going to work.
You know what, Frank? Good stuff there,
yeah.
and thanks for the call. I think the part about the player option and the team option's really good point.
Right.
I don't think a player option makes it untradeable, or a team option means you can move it easily, but there's no doubt the team that's trading for a player wants to have some kind of control over him for the short-term future. At least. So I do think I think Frank's definitely on to something right there.
Well, and we love Frank, but I'll say this to kind of throw this to you, Stani. He mentioned the 7.9, the QO. Why do I feel like let's just say Jonathan Kuminga does that. I still don't think their future is in – I'm going Jim Carrey. So you're saying there's still a chance. Who's to say if Kuminga's here for the whole season, has a good season for his standards, and Joe Lacob is really enamored with Kuminga, like I think, Stani, he could then come back and be playing for possibly a new head coach. And I'm not saying if Kerr is still the coach, if it goes so well and they figure some stuff out, it's not just – forbidden for him not to return to be a Warrior with a better contract. Like that's where I'm at, holding out hope.
So
7.9
plays this year,
yeah, which is a big risk.
They, kumbaya, and now he's going to get $35 million. So
well,
then
that flies now.
In the face of them wanting to clear cap space for 2027
and
for Giannis. Or for Jokic.
Well, what if I looked at you, wink, wink, as much as I want those two players in Warrior uniforms, what are the chances, right, today of that happening?
Slim. Very, very slim, for sure. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
What's up, Grandpa
Daddy? We saw him at the summit.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
I've been listening
to you guys the last hour. And listen, just hear me out.
Yep.
The show, the way you guys introduce yourself, it's totally appropriate. Guru brings the passion. He wears his heart on his sleeve. Stani is pragmatic. And I'm going to tell you, Guru, Stani's right. Let me just say why. Kuminga, I'm just going to tell you.
Okay,
the
go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you. Okay, listen. Kuminga, he's been sitting there for 4 years, and he's like, man, you Negroes, you ain't playing me. He thinks he's all that, the bag of chips plus tax. He thinks he's a superstar, or can be. And Steve is trying to say, I'm trying to train you. I'm trying to tell you what you need more to your game. You got to do this. He ain't trying to hear that, goo. So he really wants to go somewhere where he's going to play. That's why he turned down the 75. That's why he turned out 75-3, because he knows Steve ain't going to play him the way he wants to be played. Because he's got too many veterans right there in front of him. And Stani was right. If he goes to Sacramento, you think he's going to be a starter? So he really don't know what he's doing. JK really don't know what he's doing a little bit, because he ain't going to go to Sacramento and start. He ain't going to do that. They're going to put him on the bench. He's going to, come in and come out, right?
Right.
But he'll be in a better position, because you know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Him and Steve ain't seen eye to eye. Kerr is trying to train him. He doesn't want to be trained the way Kerr thinks he needs to be because he thinks he's all that. He's been sitting there for 4 years, and they really, like you said, they play him, and they pull the rug up out of him. Yeah. He's tired of that crap. He says, I'm all that. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to play on this player option. After I don't care. I want to go somewhere where you're going to let me roll and let me run like a thoroughbred because I think I'm all that.
Hey, Grant. Yeah. Appreciate it, Grandpa. Thanks for the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
We do have breaking news, and it is from Kyle Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers. A lot has been talked about Brock Purdy, his status for Sunday, and we have a possibility that he could play on Sunday and he could start on Sunday. He's limited at practice today, though, as he still is dealing with that toe. But Shanahan says Purdy has a chance to start on Sunday.
What's the news?
Purdy has a chance to start on Sunday.
He had a chance yesterday.
Willard's going to be gloating because Willard said, I heard him.
He's got a chance not to play still, too.
Well, you're right, but I guess
Setback City.
Or is there's no Wally Pip here. Does Brock not want to see your boy slinging around again? Let me get out there. My toe is feeling a little better. But I guess that is good news. And he damn sure is not a Joe Burrow status. But, guys, I'm shocked at Stoddy, what if he came to you, Brock, and said, I can go? Wouldn't you be like,
a team's got protocol around injuries.
What, as far, no, it's the player's decision, though. Or you say it's the trainer's decision. The player knows how, you know what I mean? Hey, Steiny, I think you want to go now because you saw Guru balling out, but I know you're not ready. Just sit another week out. That's up to the coaches.
I don't think they think about it as much as you do. I think he's out there doing limited work. Like, who makes the call on Curry? My understanding is it's Celebrini.
That's what I thought.
Okay, well then, it's going to be the trainer.
So
with
he
Purdy.
Can, yeah, he could be overruled.
Sure, of course, I guess.
But now, not that any player would fib or tell the truth so they could get out. Dude, this is delicate, and I would just
it's tell not.
What, the
this
turf
happened.
Toe?
This is well the injury, oh, but yeah. Like they. Teams go through this every single week about like,
right.
Who's going to play.
If you do say, what's the news, I do feel like now if Niner fans say or anybody, Brock, I thought he was out 2 weeks for sure. Now well, that news has me thinking.
Well, he still could be.
But wasn't that like he got a chance to – so you feel like that was kind of a nothing burger? from Kyle saying there's a chance. It's Wednesday.
I mean, here's the reality of the situation. The guy who said 2 to 5 weeks is just, that's, what's his name? Is it Pelissero?
Yeah.
Tom. Or is it the other guy? Who said 2 to 5 weeks? It wasn't Pelissero. It was the other guy.
Rappaport.
Ian.
Well, he's just a reporter. The team has said, I mean, I think Shanahan said, could be, it was a long shot to play week one.
Yeah, right.
And then Shanahan said, could it be possible to play, could it be multiple weeks? And he said, it's possible. Yeah, it could be multiple weeks.
Which means
it's possible it won't be multiple weeks, which means what happened today is they said, yeah, he could play Sunday, which.
If you're Kyle, what would you want?
I'm
being real. I'm being real with you, Stoney. You proceed with caution. If that injury kept you out a week, 2 weeks ain't gonna kill you. And the fact that my backup quarterback, again, the Cardinals are 2-0. I get it, but almost lost to the Saints and almost lost to Carolina. But the bottom line is they didn't. They're 2-0. But if I got a guy that can hold it down, I don't want you to risk going out there making it worse, and then you're out longer. Just the thoughts, Don. That's how parents think.
Well, but like they have a protocol.
But you can't look inside the foot. So Purdy could be feeling like I'm ready to go and then go out there and make it worse. You know what I mean? They can do imaging or what have you, but Low Neal said, and his was a different, I know there's different varieties, it said it followed him the whole year. That's why when Pasta was reading that news, he didn't say he was playing, but when you said, what's the news, I'm kind of, is there news? Is there news?
No!
Pasta, there's news.
How can we talk about whether we think he should play or not?
We have
no idea.
We do. The question is, if he's healthy,
he should play.
But obviously, if he's not 100%, are you rushing him back?
Well, then he doesn't play. What's so hard? Like, this is not rocket science. It's not like they're pouring over. It's like, can he play? Play.
Here's
the other thing. Let me tell you what doesn't happen in professional sports, which you just described. Oh, he's feeling good, but we're gonna rest him one more week because we got things under control. That is a foreign NFL concept.
Well,
if Brock Purdy is healthy, he will be the starting quarterback Sunday. No ifs, ands, or buts.
It would already be known that he was starting. So that goes against what you're saying.
You're wrong.
The fact that we got to wait till Friday.
If he's healthy on Sunday, will start.
You don't get healthy on Sunday. You're able to play. You're healthy when you're able to say on a Wednesday, hey, Risotto, you're starting. That's healthy.
Brock Purdy should do.
No, I'm asking you, what would you do?
I told you, if he's healthy, you play him. If he's not,
you're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
He's not healthy.
I'm not missing the point.
Honestly, what does that mean if he's healthy?
It's the trainers clear him.
Stoney, he's obviously dealing with something, and today he's not healthy.
Okay, so hold him out Sunday. Then what? What about 2 more weeks? What about
Well, that was the prognosis.
Is he healthy or not?
And
that was a reporter's prognosis.
Okay.
He did not do anything except file a report.
And I know Baldy and Low Neal didn't look at the man's toe, Brock Purdy, but they just gave you their experience. This is something that, Stoney, I'm just telling you.
Okay, so because Low Neal misses 6 weeks, they should rest.
My point is that you're not making sense when you say if he's healthy Sunday. Stoney, health is, you know, if you're healthy today, if he's not practicing tomorrow, which I don't expect him to be.
Sit him out. Who cares? We have no qualifications to make any judgment on this. Like, football teams do this every single GD week. They'll figure it out. There's five guys. Five starting quarterbacks got hurt last week. Is Justin Fields playing? No, he's not. Somebody else is going to play. But you know what? Is Burrow playing? No, Burrow's not going to play because he's not healthy. What about Jaden Daniels? They'll make that decision. He may play.
Why are you triggered? But listen, if you got to wake up Sunday.
Something we know nothing about and a waste of time talking about.
If you wake up Sunday to tell tell me you're healthy or not.
I don't care.
You ain't healthy. Well, that's what
play.
I'm telling you.
But he won't play.
If you need Sunday morning to tell me, hey, ring my phone to tell me you're healthy.
I can't stand talking about this.
You ain't healthy, buddy.
I am triggered. This is the dumbest conversation that
I've
ever.
It was freaking news.
It's dumb.
If you think you want to see Brock Purdy, I think you got more of a chance with that report now.
That's fine. But don't sit here and tell me what you think they should do.
I'm telling you what I would do.
You're telling me what you would do with no information. You have no information.
Yeah. The toe's aggravated. And I've listened to guys that played the same sport tell me.
Okay, well then sit him out 6 weeks. Because what happened to Lo'Neal 23 years ago apparently is relevant today.
Well, it's 30 years, and because he was running then, he can run now in regard to our race. Anyway, you got triggered.
Yeah, because you do this all the time.
No, you did it to Risotto when he played it. You go, what's the news? I didn't like that.
That is. What is the news?
Risotto,
he's questionable. Sounds like he's still questionable.
But you jumped at him.
Well,
like
I'm not jumping over Risotto. I know the boss came in and told him to play it.
I did see.
You think I don't know that?
Hey, tell me if you're healthy Sunday morning, bud. That means you ain't healthy. Yeah, come on, Steiny.
It's like...
You're frustrated with his toe injury.
I'm not frustrated at all. About his toe injury. What I'm frustrated with is you sitting there in a studio in San Francisco, an hour and a half from where they are, thinking you know what's best when you have no clue what's going on. The 49ers are going to decide whether he's healthy enough to play. If he is, he'll play. If he doesn't, he won't. And what your opinion is doesn't factor in at all.
We got to get to the bottom
of this. Because you don't know anything.
Why are you triggered?
Because I'm sick of talking about stuff that we have no control over or expertise on.
Welcome to the world.
Well, thank you.
What about the politics and everything else?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's a non sequitur in any league. I got to do the read. But let's
you got triggered.
Yeah, let's talk about Brock Purdy's injury that we know nothing about, but we'll make the determination of its severity.
He missed a game, so it's hurt.
Well, now you got to miss two. Now you have to miss two.
You said we didn't know anything about. It's hurting.
What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're talking about Brock Purdy.
Well, we were talking about something while you left the room. We all convened, Steiny, Ken, Risotto, and I, and we all think you owe us an apology.
Yeah, it's not happening.
And the listeners.
It's not happening.
Dude, you got triggered.
Yeah, because it's the dumbest conversation, and it's, you know what? That was the 99th
and then you brought
dumb
Rappaport
conversation,
in it.
And I was just had enough.
He got his info from the team, 92-5.
You don't know how it works, Goo. Why would you assume that Rappaport got it from the team? Like, why would you assume that?
Because that's where I would start if I were doing
his
that
agent?
Job.
What about his agent?
Same as team.
Okay. No, it's not. An agent works for himself and a team. But I'm just saying, like, this information can come from anywhere. Let's go to the horse's mouth.
Nice.
Kyle Shanahan. He may know a little bit more than you and me.
Injuries for practice today. Yetur, knee, won't practice. Juice, concussion, won't practice. Burford, knee, won't practice. Saron Neal, concussion, won't practice. Trent Williams, knee/vet day, won't practice. Juwan Jennings, ankle/shoulder, won't practice. McCaffrey, calf/vet day, won't practice. Bosa, vet day. Brock Purdy, left shoulder/toe, will be limited. That's it.
Oh, boy. So we got a lot of guys. Should they play Bosa?
Now when you hear it,
Trent
it
Williams got
different.
A knee. No, should they play Trent Williams on Sunday?
It hits different now when you hear that. I got some trivia for you, too. Keep talking. I'm going to get it for you.
He's progressing well with his toe injury.
He wasn't limited last week, so yeah, he does have a chance.
Possibility that he could be the emergency backup on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, boy. He could start. He could be the emergency. He could be the backup. Just got to let it play out. Let it play out.
Possibly.
Can I go out on a limb here?
No, do it.
I got to try to go out on a limb here. I'm really going out on a limb. I have a feeling that the 49ers, because they're a professional football team, look at Brock Purdy's toe and say, well, What if we put him out there and he gets hurt further? That wouldn't be good. So let's put that into the equation. I'm sure that they figured out like all the contingencies with Brock Purdy, and they will come to a decision as an organization. Yeah. Like
nobody's fighting.
Every team and every sport does.
I'm just telling you from
day
the intel we
game
got.
Game after game after game.
I thought he was a definite no-go, and he still may be. But when you hear that, now you're like, oh, he might be under center against Arizona.
Yeah, better win.
Now, you said you complained. It was a show complaint on air last week. You talked about you like trivia, and I don't set you up enough. You didn't say my name, but I was like, you know what? I felt it. So I got something for you. Can we get some music, Risotto? Because this is our last segment before the guys come in. And I'd like to see if you can guess this. You don't know where I'm going, but I thought of you. Okay? This Sunday, can we get the... this Sunday, Carson Wentz is going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Start for the Minnesota Vikings. He will be the first NFL quarterback, Stani, to start at least one game for 6 different teams, and get this, 6 consecutive seasons. Carson Wentz, this will be the 6th time in 6 straight years he started for an NFL team. Can you name the 5 previous?
No. I can't.
Are you kidding me?
I just don't want to now.
Because of what?
I'm mad.
Oh, my, and what? Hey, Risotto. You really need counseling.
You're probably right.
And you don't even know who you're mad at.
Not mad at you.
No, you got mad at Risotto when he played the breaking news.
No, I was mad at Nahegan. He's just a pawn.
Me. But how did he get to
Risotto's a pawn.
Dude, if
because
you
Because I
don't
can't stand you and your injury crap. And it's finally come out after 8 years. I'm sick of it.
Listen, what do the kids call the new
Eagles.
Meltdown? You're crashing out.
Eagles.
You're crashing out. Okay, here we go. You got the Eagles. Okay, 1. Risotto, give us the music.
Vikings.
2. Dude, there's no way you're going to pull this off. 3 more, Steiny. Carson Wentz.
Washington.
Yes, the Commanders, 2022. Excuse me. 2 more.
Oh, one of those. I get these two terrible teams mixed up, Tennessee and Jacksonville. One of those terrible teams.
I'm going to say, the boss has come in. Yeah. You got two more.
I give up. Minnesota.
Yeah, we got that one.
Yep.
There's one more.
I give up.
The Rams.
Houston.
The Rams.
Forgot about that. What?
You got nervous he came in.
I want to just clear this up because you take shots at me for things.
Dude's crashing
out. I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page here. The Brock Purdy news should have gotten on the air. Now, whether we hit the breaking news sounder or not.
No, you did right. Don't let him try to second. You did right.
I'm not
going to
back away from that's breaking
what
news.
What happened? This dude turned into the Tasmanian devil.
So you don't think it was worth the breaking news sounder?
Whatever you say, boss.
Whatever you want.
I do.
You're the boss.
Because I thought he was surely out.
It's like if you're going to ask me about my targets. You got to ask a coach.
All right, how about we meet today at 2:30?
All right. He went in.
Really? We can.
Look at you. I'm going to give you a B minus.
I don't care.
We know.
What are you grading me on?
On your team, your Carson Wentz knowledge. Thank you, Pasta. We tried.
You didn't even mention the Colts. Didn't he play for the Colts?
Yeah, you said it.
I didn't say the Colts.
Oh, I thought you did. The boss threw me off.
You can't even have a game played right.
Hey, you did what you did. You quit when he came in. Then you said you didn't want to play because you were mad. That's when the game. Hey, you know
Hold
what?
On, real I'll quick,
know
real tomorrow. Quick.
Injuries for practice today. Yetur, knee, won't practice. Juice, concussion, won't practice. Burford, knee, won't practice. Saron Neal, concussion, won't practice. Trent Williams, knee/vet day, won't practice. Juwan Jennings, ankle/shoulder, won't practice. McCaffrey, calf/vet day, won't practice. Bosa, vet day. Brock Purdy, left shoulder/toe, will be limited. That's it.
All right. Let's start at the top. What should the Niners do about Etor?
Now I'm mad.
Oh boy,
talking to them.
Should Etor play on Sunday or not? What do you think? What should it come down to?
I'm running 4-quarter offense. You talking to them?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not.
So obviously the organization's gonna have to make a determination on Etor.
My man crashing out.
What about Juszczyk? Where are we with Kyle Juszczyk?
He's had a concussion.
He's got a concussion, but. Even if he's not all the way cleared, it's a big game against Arizona. He might want to go risk it. Who knows? Mm. But, if he gets hurt again with another concussion, he'd probably be out 3 or 4 weeks. So what are we going to do with Juszczyk? Boy, tough decision there. Oh, Spencer Burford. What are we doing with Burford?
These knees gave me a...
No, what are we doing with Burford?
We know how to calm you down.
What are we doing with Burford?
How did Tulane do this weekend?
They won.
What did we do with Burford?
I think we got to. What about Trent Williams? Should we rest him week two? Get him real ready for week three? I think maybe we should rest Trent Williams.
Can we rest
just
this
so
bit?
For the Jacksonville game? He is raring to go.
Can we rest this bit? You're running.
We'll rest. We'll rest it. Yeah,
we get.
We'll rest it until Steiny you bring it up again.
Yeah, and you do know Steiny, Mr. Football, concussion protocol is different.
By the way, look at estimated eyes. #FireSteiny.
Yeah. Dude, you crashed out,
funny.
Though. Then we went from Kuminga, and then she just went in. God. I don't want to play the game, but you played it.
What game?
The Carson Wentz game. When you ruined it. Like, what's Pasta supposed to think when he go home now? We had a great show.
Injuries for practice today. Yetur, knee, won't practice.
Ow.
Juice, concussion, won't practice.
Boy.
Burford, knee, won't practice. Saron Neal, concussion, won't practice. Trent Williams, knee/vet day, won't practice.
I mean, I think the good news is we've got a lot of content for tomorrow. We can talk about those nine guys and whether we think they should play or not. Because it's going to, it's kind of a make or break decision. Especially week three. Division opponent. Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, what's up, Gene?
Hey, guys. So I called in about 20 minutes or more ago to talk about Kuminga, and I'll have a little something to say. But first off, Guru, let me give you some fatherly advice, okay?
Okay.
Listen, let's trust the training staff and Purdy and the rest of the organization to decide whether he's ready to play or not, okay? I think they're in the best position to figure that out. Okay, and if he comes out and plays, then I should assume And you should assume that he's ready to play.
Okay.
Right? Something happens, something happens. Okay. Okay.
I got you. Yep, so got you. No, I got you, Gene. All right.
Kuminga. All right, listen, I swore some time ago I would never call in and talk about Kuminga again, but here I am.
Here we go.
It's like an addictive drug, you know. You just can't let it go. So, all right. And the reason I'm interested is because, well, I like to figure things out. My field of work is called forensics, so I find that fascinating. But frankly, I wish they had taken care of this a while ago. Frankly, I wish he wasn't on the team anymore because he's just not a good fit, right? We've established that, all right? I don't think Kerr wants him, you know? I mean, I still remember the interview with Kerr at the end of last season with Dibbs and, with Dibbs. Anyways, he said, well, they asked him, what do you look for first in a free agent? He said, a passer. Well, that's not Kuminga, okay? He's not a passer. He gets the ball. He tries to see if he has an opportunity to slash and score, or then he takes an ill-conceived three-point shot. I mean, we've established, too, he doesn't fit with the starters. That means he's going to come off the bench. He comes off the bench, he's going to be upset because he's not going to get to show his skills with the first team and be able to become that high-paid star that he wants to be. His skills, his goals are just not consistent with that of the team. Simple as that. I'm afraid if they sign him, I don't care how much. First of all, I know we risk the possibility of bringing Horford and Melton on, and I think those guys can really help us. And then we also run the risk of him once again coming off the bench, and then we've got this malcontent on the bench. Now, you know, is that going to be a distraction that affects the team? Possibly. You know, the whole thing's not going to go away. There's going to be more and more, you know, the press talking to him and saying, how do you feel about this, and on and on and on, and it's just never-ending. So, seriously, I hope they do something about this, and soon.
Thanks. Wow. Good stuff, Gene. Appreciate it. You know, I do push back a little bit on malcontent.
I was just going there. Go ahead.
Distractions, absolutely fair.
And that's not just him. He's not by himself in that. That's why when you talk about why are we here or what's going on from afar, it's everybody. It's the Warriors front office, everybody. For Draymond Green, the breaking news or the latest news, and Jimmy Butler, stewards of the damn team, calling the boss. Go ahead.
Let me play it. Right. This is Dalton Johnson.
Thank you.
NBC Sports Bay Area. And I got to admit, when I heard this, it didn't really register. Guru had a different feel. Take a listen. This is Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, talking about Butler and Draymond regarding the Kuminga sitch.
I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just want him to know the plan. And of course, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, they're in the loop. I understand that. But I think Jimmy, as someone who came on last year and kind of showed, all right, you took care of me, all the drama's done, all the Miami stuff, it's just basketball for me. I'm all about basketball. When I'm on the contract for you, it's about basketball. And now I think he's saying, hey, show me that's all about basketball. We have 2 weeks until training camp. So either just pay him or move him. Like, there needs to be a decision.
Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Yeah, like, Stoddy, I'm going to call it a grass fire. But we've been sitting here talking about how others on the team, how they're processing this, how they're digesting it. And I know they're getting ready for camp and media day. But damn it, Stoddy, I think that's not a sign of what the season's going to be. But that is letting me know, holy hell, it's not just Steiny, it's not just Goo, it's not just Evan, the listeners. Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler are trying to facilitate some type of way to get answers or clarity. And they reached out to Kuminga himself. Doesn't sound like they got anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I just find that strange.
I mean, it's just strange to me. Like, Butler, Steph, and Draymond are 10, 15 year veterans. It's like, guys, you know what's going on. Like, and here's the other thing, and I don't want to take it to this point.
Yeah.
But if what I'm really hearing here is Jimmy Butler telling the Warriors, you need to either trade, like, you better be, that better have come out.
But what if his heart's in the right place, though? Like, it's not, he said nothing to, you know.
If Jimmy Butler calls Mike Dunleavy and says, hey, Mike, listen, man, we got training camp coming up. You got to either trade him or sign him. This is BS. Hit the pike, Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Now, if Jimmy Butler's like, is there anything I can do?
All right, okay.
You know, should I call him? Is he close?
I'm taking that, yeah.
You know, I do want him here. I think he'd be a great, you know. Then we that's one thing.
Yeah. I think Jimmy Butler.
I don't want Jimmy Butler talking to my GM. Well, or president or
how
owner.
How about his teammate, Kuminga, who I think, Stoney, you always laugh at me because I feel like I got that feel or know-how and how people work. But when he got up there at that podium, he didn't have to say what he said. It could have been lip service.
Yes, he
but
did.
But when I hear Draymond or Jimmy reached out to Kuminga, that's not, hey, have you decided if you're going to stay with us? That's we want you to stay.
That's I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I, you know, just if Jimmy Butler says, you know, I can play with Jonathan, I'd love to be his teammate next year. I don't believe that's.
And it was a line, right? Because nobody ran with it, but it was something now you think about where things are at.
I actually think that Curry and Draymond are probably like, oh, God, when's this thing going to end? Oh. Such a trivial issue.
Well, right to the point where Draymond picked up the phone and called him.
Where's the. Tim McMahon, this is how we started the show, and we got 5 minutes, but this is Tim McMahon of ESPN. Is it really this simple?
Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? I mean, how have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Put it mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. They, you know, there's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, well, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
I would love to talk to Tim.
Tim McMahon.
Yeah, and this is why we love what we do, men and women sharing their opinion. But, Stoney, I feel like Tim is selling Kuminga and this Warrior team short of, dude, he just finished his fourth year with the team. They know how to play with him, and he's probably been disgruntled for two of those years, if not more or less, take it or leave it. And I would just tell Tim, slow down on – oh, I'm not passing the ball. Like, I think they could coexist. And I'm assuming so much so that that's why I'm like, they can get through another year.
You're saying you think they can coexist? He's saying they can. Just a difference of opinion. I'd lean
more
to...
Well, Kuminga's never been I got to be careful with the verbiage I'm trying to choose here. We've never seen that side of Kuminga, Stoney. When you say he's a scorer, he's never... Except Portland last year, right exactly. Before the play. He ain't doing it on purpose. He ain't doing Kobe what was going on with him and Shaq in the 04 finals. That was, you know what I mean, Stoney? So Tim saying it like that could be on the table. It would never get to that.
Well, I don't know how you can say that. It might not, but you really want to take that chance? Is that what you're what you're betting on going into the season? That you're willing to maybe take a chance that Kuminga doesn't want to be here, but he doesn't have any better option, so he signs the $8 million qualifying offer, so he shows up at media day, and he tries to do the best he can. Okay.
But how bad would he look if it were, I'm just talking about on the floor, if he tried to go rogue? Because that's what it sounded like Tim is alluding to. And that's why I'm like
that. The bottom line is, it's not just going rogue. It's he didn't have a good year last year. Every number went down.
Even games played.
My point is, his averages went down. So he had a bad year, injury excluded.
And they still want to throw a quarter at him a year.
Well, for the slot. For the slot, I believe that is. But...
Yeah, we're in the fourth quarter under 2 minutes.
This is Sham Sharani, and like again, Pollyannish. Oh, he'll come back, and everything will be hunky dory. Sham Sharani, I spoke to a source this morning that said this is essentially a situation where both sides know that the best case scenario is a divorce eventually. But in the short term, it might be best for both sides to stay together for the kids. And the kids being a betterment for the team. And that's why.
But that could be another season. That could be 82 games eventually. When I hear eventually, I'm like, okay, maybe you get through another season.
So you just, Sham Sharani has made a name in this business, and he's saying that they both.
He said eventually. What I'm asking you, what does that mean to you? That could be the season.
So they're going to have...
It's not what you want.
So Kuminga's going to be here for 1 year?
Yeah, if he signs a qualifying offer.
Okay, that's awful.
But my point is, it gets to eventually, the divorce is after the season.
Right, and you just think you're going to play an 82-game season under those circumstances and reach your potential as a team. You think this team can reach its potential as a team with Kuminga on an $8 million deal.
I'll say this to that.
And an understanding, and it will be this way. If it isn't, it isn't. But that he's not crazy about being
here. I saw the Warriors go to the second round of the playoffs the year Draymond Green started a scandal when that video leaked of him hitting his teammate and dropping him to the ground. And they still, with all that circus in town, but the team got to the second round of the finals.
And maybe if Jordan Poole had felt engaged, he would have had a better year after getting punched by Draymond Green. And so if Jonathan Kuminga comes back here, but he doesn't want to come back here, but he has to, I don't anticipate he's going to have a great year. That's just me. All right. By the way, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Don't forget the Valkyries. Win or go home tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries, and you got it. And that segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.